So thank you everyone. We're going to do a little exercise. So I just counted, we have 23 chairs here. So I would like 23 people to stand in a line here, maybe all of you, and face a chair. Is that okay? So we can just stand up in a line here. Thank you. And each one of you should be in front of a chair. Thanks. Now, can everyone else move around and stand behind the chairs, if that's okay? No, those sitting on the chairs, stay there. So everyone else, if you can go behind and stand behind the chairs in lines. It's amazing, thank you. So you need to come along a bit and you should be opposite one chair. Now we're just going to start to move. We're going to sit in the chair and I'm going to give a commentary. And sitting in the chair, we're really going to try to become bodiless, establish a really deep soul-conscious state. I'm going to give some thoughts. And then after 30 seconds to a minute, just naturally, when you feel ready, just get up. And you're just going to walk as a soul. Just really don't worry about anyone else in the room. Don't think what's going on. And just come and meet the one in front. Really meet the one there as a soul. Just for maybe 30 seconds or a minute. And then you will stand here. And these people will walk around the back and join the line. And then as it goes, you keep coming around. So in a moment, I can see a few perplexed faces. So this half will walk around the back there, and this half will walk around the back here. And so what we're going to do is that you'll stand in the line and then you'll get another chance. So we're going to go around and around and just build this soul conscious experience. Does that make sense? Yes. You will stand up, give drishti, then that person will walk around the back, and then you will stand there to give drishti to the next person. Yes. And as soon as the chairs become vacant, you sit in them. And I've put the chairs like this so that we don't move them, because yesterday when we did it, they were moving and it was influencing the atmosphere. Because when we do it over a period of time, it really creates a beautiful, powerful spiritual atmosphere. So you don't have to wait for others. When you feel ready, you can walk. So you don't have to wait till the rest of the line or is finished, or you don't have to wait here. Just keep moving in your own time. The idea is to really go deep and try to really experience being a bodiless soul and all the aspects of soul consciousness. I will give some thoughts. And try not to let your mind wander. Just hold your focus for this period of time. So is that okay? Yes. 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 And someone behind you will sit in the chair. So as soon as you see a chair vacant, pardon? Yes, that's right, yes. So is everyone okay? Is that okay? Okay, we'll play some music. Can we just have silence? There's those who are sitting around the door, there's more space down here if you would like. Wherever I am, just bring all your attention to I, the eternal soul. Just change one word Let go the old I, the eyes of arrogance, the eye of disheartenment. And with gentle determination, let go the consciousness of the body and feel yourself so lightly in the forehead. So those sitting in the chairs, in this state of self-awareness, just get up and walk in soul consciousness. Just walk in a gentle way. And through your eyes, meet your brother soul. I, the bodiless soul, meet my brother. Look right beyond the body and see how the soul sits and activates the physical form. Receiving drishti, just move on. As you return, hold these feelings inside. Keep moving. Keep your focus. I, the eternal soul, the bodiless soul, walk as a bodiless soul. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper. And keep moving. Thank you. to move. Just move as the tiny soul. And through your eyes radiate the feelings of spirituality. Let no other thoughts come into your mind. I, the bodiless soul, look through these eyes, act through this physical form. Feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter. Just keep moving. Just hold these sweet feelings inside. Now, as you sit, just have the feeling of being incorporeal. Physical soul sit in this physical body. Feel yourself different. From this material world. Feel this sweet separation. Feel this sweet detachment. I'm present, but uninfluenced. See the incorporeal soul in the other. Keep moving. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper. I, the soul from beyond, have taken a body to act. And I feel quite distinct, quite separate. I'm in this physical world, in this physical body. I'm close, I'm communicating, and yet completely uninfluenced. Just feel the strength that nothing can influence me. I absorb nothing, but I observe through my eyes. Just keep moving, and wherever there are vacant chairs, wherever the chairs are vacant, sit in the chair. Keep your focus now as I sit. Sit in deep self-respect. Feel these deep feelings of my own value. Feel Baba's drishti. Of deep respect. Step into Baba's vision. Feel your self-respect growing. It's my duty to have deep self-respect. Just keep moving. Self-respect, as I meet the one in front, give deep respect. Through your eyes and your face, bestow the feelings of deep respect to the one in front. Feel your vision uplifting. keep moving, but hold these feelings of deep self-respect, the essence of soul consciousness. Wherever there are vacant chairs, just sit. Now as I sit, maybe the front line can come and just stand. Somehow we've lost our line, so can the front, or the, all of those sitting in the chairs, if you come and stand, and then love through your eyes. feel the soul in front with so much love. Baba, I am an instrument of your love. Keep moving, just keep moving. The embodiment of love. Radiate love through your eyes. See your brother with such deep love. The embodiment of love. Just feel your whole being filled with Baba's love. Keep moving. As you walk, as you move, radiate these feelings of love into the world. Just move as an angel. Feel yourself the instrument to spread light in all directions. I the angel? Am I here? Point all my brothers and sisters to Baba. Just walk and move and feel. You are the angel. Just keep holding your focus. Bodiless angel, radiate through my eyes. Such compassion and mercy. Now we We're going to go back next door into room 7 and we'll have traffic control, and then it'll be lovely to hear some of your experiences. So if some of you would like to share with the whole group, that would be lovely. So if we can just move back next door. We just have a little bit more time. But I thought it'd be lovely just to hear a few of your experiences. I hope some of you will be happy to share something which you felt, something you experienced, something which touched you. And I'm going to invite one sister to come and share. She was telling me as we came in. Would anyone else like to come and share something? We'd love to hear a few thoughts from you.
Om Shanti. My name is Mimi. I am from Tampa, Florida, USA. And I was telling brother about my experience, which was quite unique. I first said that I felt I was Baba, but I wasn't Baba. But I had the light in my hands and my whole body. And when I was giving Dristi, I was running that light on top of that sister's head and all the way around her body. And as long as I was going around it, I was saying, clean the soul of all the bad influence, negativities, and give it health, give happiness, make the soul more spiritual, give a lot of love so she can share with everybody else. And as soon as I look at her head, I felt the whole body light. It was like a light, it was illuminating from her body. And I was illuminated too, like we were connected with the same electricity somehow. And I felt like, wow. It was so magnetic that's what I thought. I felt like I was like in Baba's body. Of course I'm not, but it was so unique that I felt like I was giving her such a good wishes that I was cleaning her from all the illness that she may have or may come. And I just wish her to have that light to protect her forever. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? I could hear lots of chat going on inside. Pardon? Looks like a translator's coming with you. Yes.
My name is Gal, okay?
from Brazil.
She's from Brazil.
A princípio, eu achei que o Charlie iria nos pedir para conduzir comentários de meditação, mas eu pensei, não quero.
In the beginning, she thought that Brother Charlie was asking to us to conduct meditation, and she thought, I don't want that.
Quando ele explicou o exercício, eu já logo entendi o que iria acontecer.
When he explained the exercise, I already understood what will happen.
Aí eu pensei, é tudo em silêncio, se eu quero.
And then she thought, okay, it's in silence that I want to do this.
Então eu sou muito grata pela experiência que foi criada, porque o Charlie trouxe de forma física para gente, para mim, uma experiência na região sutil.
So she's very grateful because she had the experience of the subtle regions.
Onde todo aquele movimento de ir e vir parecia sustentar o mecanismo do drama. Onde nós éramos essa engrenagem do drama que não para nunca, eterno. E
when,
Deus...
when she felt that we are moving according to the drama.
Yes. Então, nós éramos essa engrenagem do drama e Deus o nosso combustível, o nosso sustento.
And God just like the gas of our car.
E através desse amor profundo que eu experimentei de Deus nessa experiência, eu vi todos, não só aqueles com quem eu compartilhei, eu fui 5 vezes.
And through everyone I could feel that love.
Mas todos muito brilhantes.
And everybody shining a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to share something?
I'm from Mauritius. Suresh, brother Suresh. Now, what I felt is the original qualities of the soul, purity, peace and love. I felt that we have been knowing each other for a long time, I don't know. I felt like this. And that we are eternal. But one thing I would ask to Brother Charlie, how to maintain this consciousness always? This is the most important thing. That is the question. another thing, if we practice this too much, there might be accidents, place of work in the public.
Yes, please, come. I will share a few thoughts of your question after this. Spaniel, you need translation? Is there someone who can translate? Spanish?
Bueno, estas son las experiencias que realmente lo llevan a uno al estado original.
Those are the experiences that really take us to the original state.
Sí, esto no sé, es Baba el que hace como esta comunicación entre nosotros. La tenemos en Colombia. Estas experiencias nosotros las hacemos allá en Colombia.
This is Baba who makes this communication between us. And those practices and those experiences we make in Colombia as well.
Y en el centro donde yo asisto, experimento, siento que estas experiencias de este tipo, que son elevadas, son las que hacen que las almas se queden.
And I think, I feel that those experiences we have in our center is like this experience is what make the souls stay there in the center.
Y que es el servicio que Baba quiere que hagamos.
And that is the service Baba wants us to do.
Sí, porque Baba dice que el mejor servicio que nosotros podemos hacer es hacer sentir en su origen a todos. Que vuelvan a su origen.
Because Baba said that the best service we can do is make everyone to feel to go back to the original stage.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias. You know, I think that I totally agree with our brother from Mauritius. Really, our quest in this journey is to sustain spiritual experience. And I feel that's what Baba really wants us to do in the early morning hours. Who found that they didn't want to come back into sound after that? I've many times had that experience that there's such a sweetness internally that you want to maintain that. And so often when we come back into sound, then we lose that. I remember once Baba said that you people sit in yoga for 2 hours and have a bhati and build up so much power, and then as soon as the bhati finishes, you open your mouth and all the power drains out your mouth. Do you know what I mean? And I think really we came to Baba to be on that, live on that spiritual level. And I think it just needs attention. It needs that if I use those morning hours to build my stage of relationship and soul consciousness, but then if I leave it there, I go back into my old story, my old feelings, to really sustain it throughout the day. And my favorite word these days is the word attention. Because I think that really, a knowledgeful soul is just gently watching what is happening in my thinking. My own experience is it takes a lot more energy not to have attention than to have attention. When you know when you're in a good stage and then something happens and you start to overthink, analyze, process, and you lose your stage, how much energy does it take to get it back up again? But if you're constantly tweaking, you know, if you step outside the boundaries of elevated thought, soul conscious thought, And as soon as that happens, I observe it and bring my thinking back. To me, that's really what Baba wants us to do, to sustain those feelings as we go throughout the day. So even now as we leave, rather than, you know, just going back into ordinary consciousness, try to sustain the feelings that you have created. So maybe I'm just going to ask you, who has to go back to Pandavabhavan? Sorry to become very practical. So anyway, we have a few more minutes, maybe five or so. If anyone has a question or a comment, then please feel free. Yes, Manuel. What I was really meaning was that the way we're educated is that once we know something, that's it. We know a fact. And that's how, you know, people today know so many facts, so much information. But what Baba was saying, that sort of inherent in the knowledge is an experience. And when I know that I'm a soul, that's just the first step. I've got to do all the work to extract the experience of being soul conscious. And what Baba was really meaning was that all the knowledge is to experience. Each point of knowledge, whether it's the soul, the supreme soul, the three worlds, the cycle, the tree, all these things, when I really churn deeply, create different spiritual experiences and spiritual powers. Just like, for instance, as I was saying, you know, the tree, I think when you go into the depth of it, and I remember in the early days, sometimes Baba said, if you can't have good Amrit Vela, sit in front of the pictures. I've done that. It's incredible the depth of experience you have just sitting in front of the tree, and the sense of this wonderful game of 7 billion plus souls, and the sense of love, respect, tolerance, acceptance that really emerges, even the cycle. One of the things which, you know, a few years ago Baba told us to, you know, the five forms, practice the five forms. And remember at first Baba said there's 10 minutes in each form, and it got down to, you had to do them all in 5 seconds. Do you remember that? And it was really interesting because I began to feel that it's almost like we have 5 sets of sanskars in the soul according to the cycle. The present set is dominating my intellect. I'm so under the influence of the present set of sanskars. And when Baba actually got me to taste the eternal set, the original set, the worship-worthy set, the Brahman set, the angel set, it's like as you start to move around, you become more detached from the present set. You don't feel so dominated and influenced. And you start to experience the other sets of sanskars. So I think it's like using knowledge to extract experience out of knowledge. In a sense, that's why we meditate. We meditate to transform the theory into an experience. And that's when it becomes a spiritual power in my life. Each point of knowledge, as Baba said, has an associated experience. And that's for me to really discover. And I think, you know, some of us have natural experience ability, but most of us have to work at it. And I do feel the more I'm under the influence of the two wrong eyes, we don't experience much. And so meditation can either be intellectual churning, or often it becomes processing life. You know how during a day, you go about a day, many things happen. Someone says this, someone says that, someone does this. You know, there's comments, there's criticisms, there's this. And you're too busy to really do anything about it. But when you sit to meditate, they often come up onto the screen of your mind. And that's when you start to process your feelings about what has been happening. And so sometimes the habit comes to use meditation to process life. Whereas really, I would say we have to process life at some point. But I would say our meditation time is to really, really experience Baba and keep moving forward in my soul conscious practice, rather than this. I think it becomes almost a habit to use meditation to process feelings, especially about relationships or things which I'm going through. And so then there's not the real feeling of connection with Baba. Anyone else? And if you need to leave for Pandavabhavan, it's absolutely fine. Please don't.
Yes. When you talk of experience and feeling, do you mean we should extract wisdom from knowledge, all types of knowledge?
Yeah. You can say there's three steps: information, knowledge, and wisdom. I was at the World Parliament of Religions a few years ago. It was in Melbourne, and there was a rabbi, and he was speaking in the same session as Daddy Janki, and he said, there's three things: information, knowledge, and wisdom. He said, I have lots of information, a little knowledge, and no wisdom. That's what he said of himself. But I think that's a really nice way of putting it, that it's converting something which is like an intellectual theory into something practical to use in life. And ultimately, when knowledge is applied, knowledge is used in reality, in practical things, it does become wisdom. And that's really what Baba was saying. There's two aspects of experience. One is applying knowledge to life. And often I feel that I can remember in my early days, things would happen when I first moved to Melbourne. I was running a centre. I was only a year in Gyan. And things would happen and I would say, drama. Intellectually I understood it, but my heart would be beating and I'd be, nervous and so on. It's like you know it, but to really make it practical takes time. And there's two phases, knowing and, feeling in a way. How long does it take to educate my feelings to know this knowledge, in a sense? I know I'm a soul in 1 week, but how many years to actually live in the feeling of being a peaceful soul? That's, in a sense, what we're doing. We're converting the theory so that I live it. Ultimately, I live it and I experience it both. Yeah. So we'll have a few minutes of meditation.